Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We begin with prayer and the communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord, bless us and continue to bless us and to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart, being a blessing to all that we can. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. And now we're ready for a Happy New Year.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor said, may this be the best Christmas you ever had. I had a good Christmas, good time. He's got a lot of rest.
As long as I'm
which I need.
And I said
it
to you, and I did have this Christmas.
Yeah. God always, we always progress forward.
Amen.
Everything gets better with him. Last week, we had a very interesting lesson. This week, it should be the power of proclaiming the Lord's death. It's a good one. But I thought about going backwards, going back to what we did last week. It was so rich. And it is healing through the Holy Communion can also be gradual.
Yes.
And I just wanted to go, that was very rich last week. And I wanted to look at it again. Sometimes the methods of the Lord will change things up on you all at once. You get used to him, to one method, he'll do something else. And
amen.
You know, we like to be used to things. We like to know what we're doing. We like to know what's going on. And we like to be in the loop. But you can't always be in the loop with him. Not if you're following him. And the reason he does that, I believe, is to help us keep our attention on him. We can start having faith in a method.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, knowing how to go this way. Yeah.
Expecting stuff.
Yeah.
And we lose the ability to trust him if we don't stick with what's new. The reason, we're trusting a method instead of him. I didn't think about these things, and you know, as I was growing in him. And that time I get used to something, he'd change on me. And I did it one way. I said, well, this is the way we do it. Then the next time, I do everything I know and it don't work like it did last time. And then I said, Lord, I just worship you. I trust you in this. And then I follow through with but the new way he's doing it.
That's right.
It's not really new. It's scriptural.
Mm-hmm.
It's new to me.
Yeah.
And the Lord says we got from faith to faith, glory to glory.
Yeah.
That's growing.
This is what it takes to grow that way.
That's right.
And this is the power of following God.
Yes. Even in heaven we'll continually grow because we're there with God.
Yeah.
Because it's different. Yeah. Beyond different.
We with him, we're going to always have to shift gears.
You think that's why I put gears in cars?
Yeah. It helps us understand. You know, the gasoline and diesel engine, they don't have much power at low torque. You have to gear them up. But the steam engine and the electric motor, they don't need a transmission. They can pull a load from the beginning and mount up.
I didn't know that.
So they have to have so many RPMs for a gasoline or diesel motor to run. So you have to gear them up.
Is that why you put more octane
in
the gas? Does that have something to do with it? Of course, that's not a transmission of truck.
Well, the octane.
Is that
causes,
what you call it?
Yeah, that causes the gas to burn slow and you get more power out of it. But anyway, as we go forward in him,
Jesus.
You learn as you grow. And, it's comfortable to trust him in one method, in one glory. But as Summerall said, there's going to always be new glories.
Amen.
And you're going to have to adapt and go with the new glory.
Amen.
And you keep the old, too.
Yeah, you keep the old, the old work.
Old and new treasures.
Yeah, the old work. And, you know, the baby steps work. But then you start walking and running and jogging and everything. You know, you start growing. And,
yeah.
And him,
that's good.
We just looked at how his mother, his friend's mother, was healed when they took the communion in the NICU, she was in the NICU, and so now she got healed and they had communion. Now it's his turn, He said, healing through the Holy Communion can also be gradual. Although this precious 75-year-old lady experienced a spectacular miracle, healing through the Holy Communion can also be a gradual process. As you partake, you will get better over time. The more you partake, the better you get. He said, I personally experienced this. Years ago, I had a skin condition that troubled me. I went to the doctor, and he said that it could be cured, but the medicine would have side effects. I said, thank you very much, and left. And God's healing is so much better. There are no side effects. Mm-hmm. So I partook of the Lord's Supper and claimed by faith the full benefits of his broken body for me in this area. Yet nothing seemed to happen at first. When you have faith in the Lord, we look for signs and wonders. They're coming. We look for, you know, relief. You know, that's all right. It's good to expect it. It's going to happen. But he was steadfast. He kept looking at the Lord.
That's good, because if you keep looking at the thing, mm-hmm. it steals from your faith.
Absolutely.
It really does.
It distracts you.
Uh-huh.
And we are complete in him. And in him, we are complete. We can look at him, and you're going to learn something. Every experience, every time I had a problem, negative situation, I sought the Lord, I followed him, and it would get better all the time. And I used to put pressure on myself trying to figure out how he was going to do it. And sometimes I lost the battle doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came up with a new confession, a simple confession. Confessions help. Because it helped get your heart in alignment.
Bless you. Amen.
Yeah. It helped you get back in the alignment of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't care how you do it. And you know, that takes all the pressure off.
Amen.
You can focus on him and get the job done.
That's
and
good.
Not depend on how things look and how you seem.
Mm.
And that takes all the pressure off. He said, after some time, I stopped bringing this matter before God, but I continued partaking in faith. Then one day I realized that I was totally healed. He realized it. It happened because he was steadfast and unmovable. He even stopped bringing it to the Lord. He just stuck with what he knew.
And evidently he stopped checking it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm healed.
Many of the healings Jesus performed, they were healed from that hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a pain in my right knee. This is a motorcycle knee. I heard it in the motorcycle wreck. But it was the right one this time. For no apparent reason, it just started hurting. I started limping. And Pastor had a word and I said, anybody got a pain in their knee? And I went up, Stacy went up, and another guy went up. And he laid hands on me. He said, oh, there it is. I didn't feel anything. But the next thing you know, I could stoop. I'm very limp. I can stoop down low. And I had to work on the floor at home. And I worked on it with no pain.
Amen.
But it started getting better from that hour. And I was able to, it never bothered me again. And this knee, I had a limp when I had the motorcycle wreck. And Elder May prayed for me. And I just saw the anointing on me. I said, I'm going to go let him pray for me. And when he did, I wasn't thinking about the knee. And that Tuesday when I went to work, I said, I hadn't tried to run in a while. I could run without pain. So I started going back to the gym. Never had a moment's trouble out of it. So when the Lord, sometimes the healing is gradual. And the methods of God, they change at his will. And you'll be in a situation where you just got to trust God. Trusting God is a skill. And we've been taught faith. We can operate in faith, but as we gain the skill of trusting him and going forward with what's new, there's nothing we can't do.
Amen.
Because we can do all things through Christ.
That's right. Jesus. That's right.
And he don't run out. Just like Ray said, he's unlimited. You know, these classes, I know the Holy Spirit is using them because it's too rich. God don't waste nothing. If he didn't waste breadcrumbs, I know he don't waste the recording.
Come on now.
And now people all over the earth that he caused them to dream about the website and go to it.
Amen.
You know, that happened to somebody. It was somebody I recently heard on the YouTube video. The Lord, he counseled the husband, then the Lord gave him the wife's website, and he went on and ministered to her. It was something like, God can do anything, and he will. He's highly motivated, and you learn these things as you follow him.
You know, one of the biggest things about healing, I just thought of Moses. Mm-hmm. Of course, God's always with us, but we're not always aware of it a lot of times.
Yeah.
In our flesh. But his eyesight wasn't evaded, but he stayed in the presence of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the keys, is prayer and praise, and staying mm-hmm. aware of his presence, and staying mm-hmm. in his presence.
That's
and
good.
Maybe that's, you know, why, you know, when he was Old Testament, and he was perfect, basically, physically. He just, mm-hmm. God just took him.
Yeah.
And he was an older man, and he did a big task for God, but Moses stayed in his presence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's what the church has got to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his presence.
Yeah, that's
the
key.
And the gifts
will flow. There's nothing we can't do.
Amen.
And
say that again.
There's nothing we can't do in him. He'll bring us to the point where we'll have skill to trust him with the next thing.
And this helps us stay in his presence.
Yeah.
And
communion. Mm-hmm. It does. He said, I cannot tell when exactly that condition left, but I know that as I continued to partake, I simply got better. The drama was not there. It was not spectacular, but it was supernatural.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. Bye-bye.
Yeah, let's take out of here. You see.
Let's take it with faith now, people.
Yeah. Every time, let's take it with faith. I just got over a bad cold. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin.
Amen.
I thank you that your blood has made me righteous, and as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for being here with us, helping us to grow in you from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Bless every speaker, every comment, bless the house as he goes forward today. And Lord, help us to receive all that's in your heart. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen.